The corrupted feminine, a defiant woman, can seize a man's attention before he understands what's in front of him. Men often read resistance through a masculine code. Among us, the refusal to bend may signal courage. Admiration explains only part of the attraction. What withholds itself awakens pursuit, allowing a man to confuse the urge to win with the desire to love. The corrupted feminine does not move to bond, but to bind. Strength unsettles her. What she cannot command, she seeks to diminish, distort, or escape. She fears the very force that could steady her. Where a grounded man offers stability, she sees rigidity. Where he withholds reaction, she imagines apathy. His restraint offends her because it cannot be possessed. Rather than soften in response to his depth, she searches for angles, ways to subtly bend him toward her comfort. But real union asks for more than comfort. It requires exposure, the dissolution of control. To her, that feels like death. So she clings to what she can govern. She withdraws and challenges in search of leverage. Her love becomes a form of containment, a reward for concession that feels more like surveillance than affection. She wants a man to follow her lead while appearing not to. This is the illusion she must maintain, to feel safe yet unconquered. But love, of course, requires the willingness to be moved. And while she cries to have it, love is passing her like tides against the rock.